Friends, our today's subject is Radical Business Performance Improvement. And my name is P.M. Bendre. What is radical? Radical is quantum improvement. It is not 10%, nor 12%, nor 20%, nor even 100%. It is 1000%. 10 times radical improvement, quantum improvement. And so this subject becomes very interesting, very important, because we have always said that we will make improvement, we will make continuous improvement, we will make continual improvement in every aspect of our business, every process of our business, everywhere we will make improvement so that our profits continuously improve, our business continuously increases, our customers are continuously happy, and that is what we have always said. But today we will discuss how we can improve our business radically, and that subject is going to be very interesting for you. Today almost every company has embarked upon some sort of improvement program. Everyone does. They undertake world-class programs, some sort of world-class method they adopt, and then they initiate their activities, they make teams, they make action plans. But however, after achieving initial success, some sort of success they will achieve. Okay, there is some improvement, but after some time, we see that there is a stagnation. The improvement comes to a standstill. We do improvement in one department, it creates a problem in another department. We do some cost saving in one department, it results into a big problem in another department. We don't want it. We want company-wise improvement. We want total improvement. And for that, we must have a full view of the system. We must see big picture. One must have a full view of the system when launching an improvement initiative. We should not see half-heartedly some part of the department, some part of the system, and then improve, which creates a problem in another department. We must have holistic view. We must have big picture view. There are endless places that can be improved. Machines can be improved. People can be improved. Methods can be improved. Materials quality can be improved. Environment can be improved. Money aspect can be improved, financial problems can be solved. Everywhere improvement is possible. We can reduce the cost of the finance, we can reduce the cost of the funds, we can reduce the cost of the manufacturing by reducing the cycle time, by reducing the standard time. There are endless places that can be improved. Many local improvements we do. That means first operation, it is a single spindle automat, we make improvement there. Second machine, which is a lathe, we make improvement there. Third machine, which is a drilling machine, we make improvement there. Everywhere we do some local improvements, and we always assume that if I do improvement on machine number 1, then if I do the improvement on machine number 2, then if I do the improvement on machine number 3, the sum of all these improvements will be the improvement in our total company. This is what we have been assuming up till now. We feel, okay, 10% here, 10% there, 10%, 10 times means 100% improvement. That is what we have been assuming up till now. But actually it doesn't happen. Many local improvements do not always improve the performance of a system. Local improvement means what? Okay. On one machine, then another machine, third machine, people, process, some local improvements everywhere we initiate. and we feel that the sum of all these improvements is the total improvement. This doesn't happen, therefore we must identify the elements in the system which improvement effort should be focused. One very important word is coming here, and that is the key of the subject, is focus. We must focus our attention on something. There are some elements of the system, there are some parts of the system which we must identify and focus our attention on those elements. Then only the total improvement will come. But how to identify those elements, that we are going to discuss. We must focus our attention on what, that we must identify. And today's subject says that only, where we must focus our attention. And that we are going to discuss. If we focus your attention on some very specific elements, then only the total system will improve. Now, here there is one new word coming. Actually, it is not a new word, but it is a new abbreviation, UDE. UDEs. What is UDE? UDE is undesirable effect. Undesirable effect in the system. We are having some undesirable effects. What are those? One should consider undesirable effects from various aspects of the system. For example, inventory levels are high. Yes, it is an undesirable effect. We are not able to control the inventories. We are not able to control finished goods inventory. We are not able to control WIP, work in progress. We are not able to control raw materials inventory, and that is a concern. Business wise, it is an undesirable effect. Too many customer complaints, too many warranty returns. This is also undesirable effect of a bad quality, of bad workmanship, indiscipline in manufacturing. It's an undesirable effect. Too many customer complaints, too many warranty returns, undesirable effect. Then too long payback period. We bring a machine and the payback is 10 years, 4 years. Sometimes it doesn't come even in 10 years. Too long payback period. It's a problem. It's an undesirable effect. Then bad internal relationships. Politics, bad relations, fights, quarrels, leg pulling. Bad internal relationships is an undesirable effect. And then, first of all, we should know what are all the undesirable effects in our system. Because the company comes in problem, our progress is always arrested because of these undesirable effects. Progress is becoming slower and slower because of these undesirable effects. Improvement programs based on problems is one side of the coin. The other side of the coin points us to the fact that company must have a strategy. Company must have a strategy in place and it should strive to follow the strategy. Strategy is a direction in which we want to improve our company to move now as well as in the future. Strategy. How to move now, how to move in the future so that our customers are always happy, so that our company moves towards its goal. We have said in our principles of management that we must have a goal, predetermined goal, SMART goals. And strategy is a direction in which you want to improve, you want to move your company now as well as in the future, so that we achieve our goal. Showing the direction to achieve more and more of its goal is the necessary condition of a good strategy. Goal, necessary condition. There is a goal and there are necessary conditions for achieving the goal. Showing the direction to achieve more and more of its goal is the necessary condition of a good strategy. We must have strategy in place. This suggests that it is necessary to put our company on a process of ongoing improvement. Process of ongoing improvement. I call it as POOGI. POOGI. Process of ongoing improvement. The competition is increasing year by year. We cannot assume that if today I am number one, I will always be number one in the coming years. Competition is increasing. If I don't scan the environment, if I don't understand what is going around me, if I don't know who are my competitors and what they are doing, then I will be thrown out of the business in no time. If I don't do innovation, if I don't do improvement, if I don't understand what customer wants today and what he wants tomorrow, what he may want tomorrow, because customer requirements are increasing day by day. Customer is demanding more and more. He has money. He has lot of choices. And in this scenario, if I don't understand what is going around me, if I don't know who are my competitors, I will be thrown out of the business. The competition is increasing day by day, year by year, month by month. You cannot survive unless you improve continuously and innovate. What is innovate? New ideas. What is innovate? Idea of what customer may require tomorrow, so that I will still be in the business even tomorrow. New ideas, radical ideas, different thinking is innovation. Creative thinking is innovation. Strategical improvement is innovation. We must do that. I must improve continuously and innovate also. What do we mean by process of ongoing improvement? It means performance becomes better and better and better. Today is better than yesterday. Tomorrow will be better than today. Ongoing improvement means performance becomes only better and better. Not coming down and not going up and not coming down and not going up. No, it is better and better only. Performance becomes better and better. It is necessary to improve the performance of the company radically. Because by doing some 2% improvement, you may not survive. Competition is doing radical improvement. And then you are doing 2% improvement, 5% improvement, 10% improvement. No. Definitely we have to survive in the future. If today we are number one, tomorrow also we must remain number one. After 5 years also we must remain number one. After 10 years also we must remain number one. And for that, 2% improvement, 5% improvement, small steps improvement, not good enough. It has to be radical improvement. It has to be innovated idea, new idea, completely radically new idea. What is the meaning of the term radical? It is the rate at which you improve your company's performance, which should be much faster, understand, underline, which should be much faster than your competitor's performance. We must know what is competitor doing. And it must be faster than competitor's performance, then only you are there. I must run faster than yesterday just to remain where I am. One of my old bosses used to say this. I am running, 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 but road is running behind me. If I have to remain there, I must run faster than yesterday. This is the rate at which you improve your company's performance, which should be much faster than your competitor's performance. And then, while improving like this, can I neglect my people? No. People need stability. If we are making changes every now and then, there will be a huge amount of confusion amongst people. So, along with improvement, I need to take care of my people. People should not get disturbed. And for that, I need stability also. I want improvement also. I want stability also. I want harmony also. I have said, internal relationships must also be good. People also must be happy. There must be harmony in work. But I want improvement. That radical improvement must come as a result of harmony. That radical improvement must come as a result of stability. The need is for a reliable and robust process. How? What is process is? How to do this? Okay, I am talking too many things. But how to do it? How to achieve that? How to achieve a radical improvement by keeping the harmony amongst the people, by keeping the stability of the company? And that is the subject of today. Robust process that organizations could count on. What is count on? Dependable. A process should be dependable. So I must count on that process to bring them to be ever flourishing. The level of improvement we need is not 10%, I said, not 20%, not even 100%. We need an order of magnitude, say 10 times, 100, not 100%, 1000%, 10 times. A solution is a good solution if it results in excellent benefits. Now, I want a solution. What solution? I want to improve the company radically. How? By keeping the harmony amongst the people, by keeping the stability in the company without creating a chaos. How to do it? The solution I want. Today I am going to discuss that solution. A solution is good solution if it results in excellent benefits. And win, win, win. My solution should not be win-lose, that means I win, he loses, or lose-win, that means I lose, he wins, or lose-lose, that means I also lose, other fellow also loses. I don't want solutions like that. In practice, in our life, we have many solutions. We feel, very good compromise solution, but where I lose, he has won, or I have won, he has lost. Or both of us have lost and with a compromise solution, we are happy. Oh, I have achieved a compromise. No, we don't want a solution like that. We want a solution win, win, win. Win, win, win for all those whose collaboration is needed. Collaboration of everybody is needed, and for that everybody must win. The solution should be everybody must win. Then risk is small relative to the benefits. It should not be a big risk that as a result of the action we lose everything. Then it must be simple, simpler than what we do now. The sequence enables people to come on board. Any cluster of actions brings immediate significant results, guaranteed results. Immediate results, almost immediate, if not in weeks, but in months, okay, but at least I definitely get some improvement. And it does not self-destruct. That means, if the improvement comes, suddenly the work will increase. People have to do a lot of work, so there may be a disturbance. But this particular process this particular solution should not create any self-destruction. And so, what is this solution? The solution is theory of constraints. TOC, TOC, theory of constraints. I am going to introduce this new word to you, which is the solution to our problems, which is how we are going to do radical improvement in our business performance. TOC is the new management philosophy that enables us to have a quantum jump in the performance of the company within a short time, if not weeks, in months. Jump in the performance, quantum jump, radical jump in the performance of the company within a short time. It also enables us to carry out improvements continuously, because in ISO 9001:2005, they have said that the improvement should be continuous, continuous improvement that we are achieving by TOC. But it will not be small improvement, it will be a quantum jump. So, carry out improvements continuously and also bring stability. I have said that I don't want only improvement by creating a chaos. I want stability also. I want harmony also. I want good internal relationships also. I want a good teamwork. I want a motivated group of people. And then I want that improvement. Is this solution possible? Yes, it is possible. And that is theory of constraints. TOC also shows us the way to ensure harmony within organizations on a continuous basis. And that's why this TOC becomes very, very, very important, very valuable thing in our life. You must practice this TOC. You must study this. You must master this so that you become a really good manager, really good leader, really good entrepreneur, really good businessman, really good industrialist. So, theory of constraints, we must master. And who has taught us this theory? Dr. Eliyahu M. Goldratt. He is this gentleman who has told the world theory of constraints, which results in radical business improvement. Eliyahu Moshe Goldratt was an Israeli physicist who became a business management guru. He was the originator of optimized production technique, the theory of constraints, the thinking processes, drum, buffer, rope. We are going to discuss this in the later chapters. What is drum, buffer, rope? Critical chain, project management. We are going to discuss that also in our next chapters, which is short form is CCPM and other TOC derived tools. We are going to discuss how to improve our distribution system, how to improve our marketing, how to improve our sales, how to improve our manufacturing, how to improve everywhere. We are going to discuss. We are going to take reference of TOC, theory of constraints, and we are going to discuss how we are going to make radical quantum improvement in our business by taking help of TOC. Dr. Goldratt obtained his Bachelor of Science degree from Tel Aviv University and his Masters of Science and Doctorate of Philosophy degrees from Bar Ilan University. In addition to pioneering work in business management and education, he held patents. Big man. He had patents in number of areas ranging from medical devices to drip irrigation to temperature sensors, a big range of his work. Government agencies and businesses, large, not only large, but also small, large as well as small, have accepted his methodologies. TOC has been successfully applied in almost every area of human endeavor. Industry, healthcare, education, everywhere. Everywhere, world has adopted his philosophy. While Dr. Goldratt was indeed a scientist, an educator, and a business leader, he was first and foremost a philosopher. Some say he was a genius. Only genius can create new things. He was a thinker who provoked others to do the same. He insisted on others that they must adopt this methodology so that your business not only improves by 10%, 20%, but it continuously increases, improves, and there is no limit to that. There is no limit. Sky is the limit. That is what he has said. We always feel that, okay, I will improve my business by 50%, 100%. No, there is no limit to what extent I can improve my business. That is what he has said. And that is the difference what he has made. Often characterized as unconventional, because his thinking, we will discuss afterwards, his thinking was completely unconventional. Always stimulating, Dr. Goldratt exhorts his readers to examine and reassess their lives and business practices by cultivating a completely different perspective and clear new vision. Because in business, what we want is a clear new vision, a complete different thinking, a complete innovative thinking, radical thinking. And that is what he has told. And his thoughts are going to be very, very valuable for us. They are going to be very, very valuable for you people who are going to create big, big businesses afterwards. And let me tell you that don't think that your business will be only a small or only a small improvement will be there in the business. You can aim at a radically big business, radical improvement, which has no limit of improvement. Believe me. Gentlemen, this is such a thing which is going to be very, very beneficial to you people. Dr. Goldratt was internationally recognized leader in the development of new business management philosophies and systems. He became a sought-after educator by many of the world's largest corporations, including General Motors. One of the big threes, Procter & Gamble, AT&T, N.V. Phillips, and Boeing. He became an educator there. They adopted his methodologies. The processes are typically modeled as resource flows. Dr. Goldratt's very famous book, you must have read it. If not, please read it. The name of the book is The Goal. The protagonist of this novel is a manager in charge of a troubled manufacturing operation. His boss has told us that he will give him 3 months' time in which he has to either improve the business or leave. At any point of time, one particular constraint, such as inadequate capacity as a machine tool. For example, I was in Bosch, looking after the production line of nozzles. There was enough capacity everywhere. Target was some 25 to 30,000 nozzles per day. And in the whole production line, there was a battery of about 15 machines, imported machines, which were imported from Sweden. And those machines had a capacity of only 18,000. And we had to make 25,000 nozzles. So, that these UVA machines were constrained. And so what we were doing? We were working on those machines minute after minute, second after second. Even the worker was going to lunch, I was putting some other man on that machine and I was utilizing the machines 24 hours, 7 days, 12 months. Requesting the people to do more and more work with more and more efficiency on that battery of UVA machines, which were our constraint. Because if that machine stops for even 1 minute, I was losing the production. The complete system was losing the production. In his book, The Goal, the protagonist is a manager in charge of troubled manufacturing operation. At any point in time, one particular constraint, such as inadequate capacity at a machine tool, limits total system throughput. Like I was telling, throughput, I am going to explain this word, beautiful word, throughput, which is going to be the heart of this subject. Again, I am telling you, throughput. So this machine tool, which has a limited capacity, it's a constraint and it is limiting the throughput of the total system. And when the constraint is resolved, another constraint will come. In the total system, now there is one constraint which is limiting my output. If I resolve that constraint, then another machine becomes the constraint. When I resolve that constraint, then another machine will become the constraint. So we have to go on and go on and go on resolving the constraints. This is going to be the discussion. The plot of the stories, such as in his book, The Goal, revolve around identifying the current limiting constraint. In your system, you must identify what is your constraint, what is your bottleneck. I was using the word constraint. I will also use the word bottleneck. The plot of the story, such as in his book, The Goal, revolve around identifying the current limiting constraint and raising it. Identify the constraint, exploit the constraint, raise the constraint, elevate the constraint, so that the total system throughput improves. Then find out the next limiting constraint. Another common theme is that the system being analyzed by excess capacity as a number of non-critical points, which contrary to conventional wisdom is absolutely essential to ensure constant operation of the constrained resource. UVA, I was telling, we were ensuring that the constraint machine is always kept busy. Never remains idle, never finds that there is no work. Always we were feeding, minute after minute, hour after hour, even in the night shift, even in the lunch time, even in the breaks, machine was running. Maintenance people were dedicated to that machine, so that if there is any problem on the machine, immediately getting attended. It's absolutely essential to ensure constant operation of the constrained resource, constant operation of the bottleneck machine. Wonderful theory, theory of constraints. I have become fan of this TOC. If you get passionate about TOC, all credit should go to Dr. Goldratt. He has created this beautiful thing. I am wanting you to become passionate about this TOC. I want you to become fan of this TOC. I want you to become fan of Dr. Goldratt. because so many things you will learn. You will learn principles of management. You will learn total quality management. You will learn innovation. But if you don't learn TOC, then you are somewhere lacking something. But once you learn TOC, you become master of everything. I can assure you that. So learn everything and then learn TOC also and then become master of the subject, top of the subject. You become the, you go at the top of the subject. Dr. Golder had produced many works. Some of the more noteworthy are the goal, introduces TOC process for improving organizations and briefly TOC's accounting aspects. While set in a manufacturing company, the book provides the context for a more generic approach to continuous improvement. Once we said continuous improvement, how generic approach TOC is giving. So goal, please read this book, The Goal, which will inspire you to really improve your business on a quantum improvement basis. Dr. Golder had produced many works. The Race in 1986, The Haystack Syndrome 1990. What is this thing called theory of constraints and how should it be implemented? This was the book in 1990. He addresses the five focusing steps of ongoing improvement and thinking processes. Then in 1994, he did It's Not Luck. It applies TOC to marketing, distribution and business strategy, because we are going to discuss all this in this subject of radical business performance improvement. Critical Chain in 1997, which also we are going to learn. Then Necessary but Not Sufficient, this is a book in 2000, applies TOC to enterprise resource planning ERP and operations software. Friends, let us get inspired by the work of Dr. Goldratt and let us become his ardent fan. Let us take one more step towards success in our life and become very, very successful entrepreneur. So with this, we will move towards our chapter number 1. Thank you, friends.